Welcome to FUM Yerushalmi. Shir for the month of Tevis is sponsored by Janine and Cal Nathan in honor of the birth of their grandchildren, Aliza Rachel and Rafael Simcha. We should always cheer in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. Shir is also Lilu Nishvas by Rabbi Ramoy Shapir Zitzal, whose Yortzet is today Asura B'Tevis. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Memhei in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Gimel, starting the Memdal and with base in the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that a woman should not go out with a ring, with a signet ring, tabas shesh b'choysom, a ring that has in it a seal. So it says the Gemara, Rav Acho b'shem Rav Abba bar Rav Nachman, Rav Nechemi. This goes like the sheet of Rav Nechemi. The Tanin and Tamon, we learned over there, tabas shem ateches, if you have a ring made out of metal, when daf meyam udalaf on top, v'choysom shelo shel almoig, and the seal is made out of coral, the din is tmeyo. Why? Because the main part of the ring is the actual ring, not the seal. So even though the seal is coral, which doesn't get tumo, the tabas itself is made out of metal, which gets tumo. But if it's the opposite, tabas shel almoig v'chois v'shel mateches, if the ring itself is made out of coral and the seal is made out of metal, then it's tahira, because again, you go based on the ring. Tanya Nechemya Machlif. Nechemya disagrees. And he says you always go based on the seal. That's what makes the ring into a ring. And therefore, if the seal is made out of metal, it gets tumo. The main part of the ring is the seal. Besulam achar shleivov. In the latter, you go based on its rungs. Bekoilov. Koilov is a large pole, which is wide in the bottom and narrow in the top. And on it, there's some hangers that stick out, which the chenvoni, the storekeeper, uses. So you go achar ma'amidov, the Gersa of Rav Chaim is achar masmeroisov. You go based on these hangers. The hangers are the main part of the kli. Ube oil, that's the Gersa of the Korban Ahido. Oil means the yoke that goes on the animal. Achar simen yarov. These are some sticks that are stuck to this oil, to the yoke. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah that says that a woman cannot go out with a ring that has it in a seal, what stage should she go out with a seal? It shows that our Mishnah learns that the main part of the ring is the seal. Because if not, she's taking out for the ring. So you see that our Mishnah goes like a Nechemya. Says the Gemara, which says, this goes even according to Rabbanon. Here we talk about that the ring was taken out for the purpose of signing with it. So now the main part of the ring is the seal, not the ring. He says, if you have a ring which is meant for both as jewelry and to sign it. So then, if you take it out for the purpose of signing, then you go based on the seal, and it's a musri, and you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. He's taking it out for the purpose of jewelry. Potter afal choisim is potter, even though the seal is being carried as well. Shafa choisim tfil atachshit, because the seal is tofil to the jewelry, and therefore it's potter, it's considered to be like clothing. Halochidal zog the Mishnah. Lo yetzer yish, we talk about a person should not go out with weapons. What's the weapons or weaponry? Lo yibisayif, not with a sword. Lo yibikeshes, not with a bow. Lo yibitris, which is a shield. Felo yibolo, which is a bludgeon. Which is a spear. So all these clay milchama, the kelim that you use in a war, you cannot use it on Shabbos. If you did use it, it's chayav chatos. It's like jewelry. If for a man to go out with weapons, it's like a jewelry. It's something which is a gnus, not something proper. Shneimar, because we know, when Mashiach comes, it says, the swords will return to be plows, which is the type of a knife you use in the war, they'll be using for mazmeiris, which we'll see, is something they use in the field. So it's something that's going to stop. We're just having now wars because we have no choice. But in Asad Lavi, there'll be no more wars and nobody's going to use any more weapons. So it's not something which is a jewelry, which is something nice to go out on Shabbos. Today's the mission, it says, Biris Tehoiro. Biris is translated as a garter. The garter is something that holds down the clothing on the leg. It's a type of ring that puts together the clothing close to the leg. And because it's not used for the person himself, it's using for its clothes, so it's tahor, it doesn't get tumo. It's mishamshei adam. It's not being used for the adam himself. It's part of the clothing, so you go out with it in Shabbos. Kvolim is a chain that puts together the two legs. Tameim, that stomach, that's for the adam himself. Ve'ein yoytzimim b'Shabbos, it's not considered to be part of the clothing. It says in Mo'aksiv, ve'chamushim olu bnei Yisrael merit Yitzrayim, and Hamishlo gwenar Yitzrayim, it says chamushim. So the Gemara learns here, what's chamushim mean? Melamed shayu mezuyonim b'chamisho minei zayin. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. They had five different weapons. Five different types of arms, the ones that are mentioned over here in the Mishnah. It says in Gemara, ve'ezohi ha'olo, the olo that we mentioned in Mishnah, what is it? Mimhad etani av Yaakov b'susi abhisi, me'emose toimi mesagoyrin. Meaning the goyrin, where you have the grain, is not chayav and maestres until you don't finish the processing, as we learn in Maseches Maestres. Shaila is, when is it considered to be finished? Meshetiyaker ha'olo. When the olo, which is stuck into the grain, is being pulled out. So the way before we explain, is that you take this olo and surround it with grain until they make a pile out of it, and then remove the olo. So the Gemara, do amro kimin daikrin. It's a type of a bludgeon. So the more my time there, blazer. Where a blazer holds is a tachshit to have weapons. Chagor charbecho al yerech gibor, hoitcho v'adurecho. Put your sword on your thigh, the gibor. This is yehoi, this is yehoder, this is something very special and unique. My time there, but where I disagree, as you saw in the Mishnah, v'chititu charvoisom le'itim le'itin. The sores will turn to itim, and the Gemara explains the itim is like a yispo with a tess, which is what you use in the adama to plow it. What is that? Lemigzain, meaning a tool that you use to harvest. So you're going to stop using these weapons. You're going to start using it for the avodas adama, for the work on the field. The Gemara says on biris that we mentioned in Mishnah, kol shehi yichidis is one. Meaning each leg has its own biris and they're not connected to each other. Kvalim koshashashas benatayim. Kvalim is when you have a chain connecting the two legs together. Biris zo its odo. Biris is this type of bracelet you put on the foot, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mar of Yudah said on the following pasuk, v'nakrev is korban Hashem ish Hashem motzok leizov its odo v'tzamid. Tabas, agil, v'chumos, lechaper nafshei yifnei Hashem. So the pasuk refers to the milchama that we had in Midian. And when Amisrael went to war, they came back and they brought from the war all kinds of things they collected. And they brought it to bring as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do kapara for Amisrael. And what did they bring? They brought clay zov, and then they brought the following items. It's odo, tzomid, tabalt, agil, v'chumos. So the Gemara now is going to explain each one what it is. It's odo, zu, kadufselo, which is an anklet. When daf mem would base, tzomid is shirayo, a bracelet. Kemodat omar vet tzmidim al yudeas. We find when Eliezer gave tzmidim to Rivka. Tabas iskio, it's a ring. Ogil kachayo, ogil is the earring. Kemodatemar vagilim aloznaich, meaning goes on the ear. Vechumos, what is kumos? Yesh oimim zetfus shalrechem, meaning as the form of the womb. And Rav Chaim explained the purpose was that they put it on their young girls so men won't be with them, closed up their womb. V'yesh oimrim zetfus shildadim, meaning as the form of the breasts. The Korban Eid adds over here that kumaz is kan mokoin zimo. And because that's to do with zimo, so both of these jewelries, both of these items belong to this name kumaz. Says the Gemara Ksiv, it says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. And the pasuk there says, "Bayoyimahu yasir Hashem etif eres." Kshbochu, when he'll bring Am Yisrael back, he'll take away their focus from all the jewelry that they were busy with. So there's a whole list of jewelry in the pasukim there in Yeshayah. So the Gemara now is going to explain each one of the jewelry what it is. Ha'achasim, that's the first one mentioned. That is kordikayo. Kordikayo is a type of shoe that has no heel. Kamo detemar beglem teachasno. That the woman used to make noise with these shoes in order to get the attention of the men. Hashavisim, what is that? Shiltoine, which is a type of a headband. Kemodat Omar, shavis shel svocho. The Mishnah mentions a type of a headband. Hasaroini, what is that? Unkio. Unkio is a type of a necklace that has the shape of a moon and goes around the neck. Another, he took out the saharonim, again, loshon of the moon, that is on the neck of the camels. Vanitifus, what is that? Shalmini. That's another type of a necklace that goes down to the chest. Hashirois is shiroim, that's the bracelet. Vareolois is blanidio, that is a veil. Hapeorois is klilio, is a type of hat that goes on the head. Kemodat Omar uperchem al rosheichem. Use this name to refer to something on the head. Hatzeodois, what is that? Parufsalo. This is what we mentioned in the Mishnah that refers to the bracelet that goes on the leg. Hakishurim is karkishio, the top of knots that you put on the head. Bote nefesh tirgam Achilles. Achilles explained it as he would translate it as astu muchrio, dovashnitel bote batanefesh. Type of jewelry that goes on the heart. Ve'alechoshim is kachayo, dovashnitel beis alechisho. Meaning is a type of ring that goes on the ear that where people whisper. Hatabois iskio, that's the rings. Nizme'af is the nose rings. Dovashnotun gabavachoitim, put on the nose. Hamachlatsois is pirzumato, that's a type of clothing. Hamatofes is kulvin umafaron, different type of dresses. Hamitpocho is savnion ravrivon, big sheets and cloths. Vacharitim refers to zoinri mitzairin, belts that are colored or designed. Velusturia mitzairin, and clothing that are designed. Kamodetema is on the pasuk v'kach miyodon v'yatzer oisum bacheret. So tzir, that's a design. Hagilyoinim is galgalayo. Is a type of big belt that goes around the body. Hasdinim sadinayo, type of sheets. Hatsnifois ulrayo, which is a type of a headscarf. As the pasuk says, Vohim yasim wat snifa Torah al roishoy. Put the headscarf around his head. Vechtiv, another pasuk, Vahiso ateres tiferes behind Hashem, vitsnif milucho bekaf elokaich. So the same way ateres tiferes refers to a crown which is on the head, so the snif milucho is on the head. Haridi, what is that? La soita, which is a fine cloth. Kimon de Tamar, Nasus, Redidai me'alai, Shemrei Achamois. Says in the Pasuk, they removed my redid, my clothing from me, the guards of the walls. So just bring a raya that you use this lashon for a fine clothing. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Mem Hei.